Hi, welcome back to Agent Insider. I'm your host, Andy Jewell, and today I want to talk about auto insurance. So I wanted to spend some time, we've talked about a few other types of insurance and coverages, and wanted to just spend some time walking through auto insurance. The reason why is oftentimes when I'm going through a quote or a policy with somebody, and I start going through line by line what those coverages mean and what some of the optional coverages are, most of the time people don't really know what they're buying. So I understand like people get frustrated with insurance, and I think part of that frustration is stemmed from the fact that they don't really understand it, and they don't understand why they need it, what they're buying, and what it's going to do for them. So it's like one of those things you buy it, you stick it in a drawer, and then you hope you never use it. And when you use it, you take it out, and because you don't really understand what you bought, you oftentimes are frustrated with the way that it responds in a claim. So I feel like a big part of it is education. So what my big thing that I always talk with my customers and I always talk with my staff about is we're not trying to sell anybody anything. I want to educate people. And if it makes sense for you to do business with me after I've educated you, then I'm honored to have your business. If at the end of the day, after we go through this process and we educate you and we try to make sure that you're covered for what you want to be covered for, you go, well, that's not really what I want to do. That's okay. We shake hands, we go away as friends. So I feel like just in general, the more educated people are about insurance, the better decisions you can make. So I want to kind of go through auto insurance. So the first thing I want to talk about is liability. And that's usually the first thing that comes up on a declarations page for your auto insurance. The liability is going to be, typically there's two ways you can have liability. You can have a single limit or you can have a split limit. A single limit is going to be your bodily injury and your property damage are all bundled up into one coverage amount. So you might have a single limit of $100,000, $300,000, or $500,000. That means that if you're at fault, the liability to the other person or the property for the whole accident is one amount. So $100,000, $300,000, $500,000. A split limit is going to be where they're going to have an amount per person. So just using for an example, $100,000 per person, $300,000 per accident, and $100,000 for property damage. And the way that would look on your declarations page is 100, 300, 100. So it's per person, per accident, and then per property damage for the whole accident. So the split limits oftentimes can give you a little bit more coverage in the totality, but it might give you less coverage for one individual part of the claim. So there's pros and cons to both a split limit and a single limit. The thing that you want to think about, and I've talked about this in prior episodes, liability, I think, is the most important part of your auto insurance because it protects you from being sued if you are at fault in an accident. So I recommend people to do an asset analysis, like look at what you could be sued for. If you're at fault in the accident, you could be sued for your assets. And the lawyers for the other person are going to look at your assets, and they're going to look at the amount of insurance that you have that the insurance company is offering to settle the claim. And if there's a big difference between those, they're going to more likely sue you. If they're similar, then they're more likely to settle with the insurance company because they don't have to go to court and go through the whole process of suing you and taking your assets. So you want to look at things like equity in your home, investments, and then 2.5 times your income. And whatever those add up to, that's your assets that you need to protect. And that's what the liability limit should match. And so if it's a single limit, you could use that total amount as your single limit. If it's a split limit, I try to be close on your per person to your asset level because you want to make sure that if one person is, you know, you T-boned a doctor on his way to work and he can't work anymore, you want to make sure that you can take care of that liability. Next one is uninsured motorist. So the next level down on your declarations page is going to be uninsured motorist. Uninsured motorist is going to cover you if someone hits you and they don't have any insurance or they don't have enough insurance. So you're on your way to work. Somebody blows a stop sign, T-bones you. You're seriously injured and they either don't have any insurance or they just have the state minimum. So in Washington, the state minimum is $25,000 per person for bodily injury. That doesn't go very far if you're in the hospital and you can't work for 6 months. So then your uninsured motorist basically acts as if it was their insurance. And so your insurance company pays out your injury, your medical expenses, your lost wages. And then that way, you don't have to worry about hiring a lawyer to sue them and try to go after them. But instead, your insurance company would do that. And the better part even than like, well, I don't have to hire a lawyer. The better part even than that is that sometimes those people, most of the time, people who carry very low limits don't really have anything. So I had a customer one time, she was trying to save money. So she decided to remove uninsured motorist. And then she got hit by somebody with no insurance, totaled her car. She had some medical expenses. She came in, she's like, what can we do? And I was like, well, unfortunately, you stripped your policy down to just the liability only state requirement. So you were legal to drive, but it doesn't cover your vehicle and it doesn't have uninsured motorist. And so I said, the best thing you could do would be to sue them. She came back about a week later and she's like, well, I can't sue them. Well, she's like, well, I could, but the lawyers won't take the case because the lawyers most of the time will work on a contingency to say, hey, if we go to court, we're going to get 20% or 30% of the settlement. And the lawyer said, well, yeah, we'll win. But the problem is this guy didn't own anything. The only thing that he owned was the vehicle that he hit you with, which is now totaled as well. So the lawyer wouldn't take the case. So that's where uninsured motorist comes in and really protects you, is to say, hey, if that person doesn't have anything, you may not even if you sued them, you may not get anything. Whereas your policy, your uninsured motorist would cover you for your injury. Typically, I recommend to make sure that you have that coverage even on your umbrella policy. An umbrella policy by default will only cover liability to others, but you can add the uninsured motorist so that way you're covered as well. I do that personally, and I recommend that to my clients because I don't want to have to worry if I get hit by somebody. I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, we lost our house and we're in financial problems because somebody else did this to me and I had no control over it. And I'm just at the mercy of somebody else's insurance or what their assets are. So I recommend having that. I think is really important. The next coverage level down is going to be personal injury protection or medical payments. Depending on what state you're in, they have different coverages there. Personal injury protection or medical payments pays for your injuries or your medical expenses, regardless of who's at fault for everybody in the car. That's medical expenses. Personal injury protection does that as well. Personal injury protection also includes lost wages, has some funeral expenses, and it'll also cover things like, hey, you need somebody to come in and do house cleaning for you because your back was hurt in this accident. So it has some coverages for even the like house cleaning or assistance around the house. So it has some like really nice ancillary coverages. It's definitely a convenience coverage. It's not something that's going to save you from bankruptcy because the limits on those are typically like $10,000, $35,000 for personal injury protection. Medical payments start at $5,000, $10,000, and depending, you can go up to $35,000 as well. So those are nice coverages. It's a convenience coverage that can help out. But I tell people like those, the liability is the bigger issue. And then we kind of go down the road of less important medical expenses and personal injury protection is nice. The next one I would think about would be comprehensive. Comprehensive covers fire, theft, vandalism, and glass. And so that covers if you hit an animal, if your windshield gets broken, someone steals your car, vandalizes your car, all of those sort of things are covered under comprehensive. And then you have collision, which covers if you're at fault in the accident. So if you hit something and it was your fault, damaged your car, then we cover that part of the vehicle to be repaired or replaced if it's totaled out. Some extra coverages that I tell people to think about is when it comes to collisions. One is rental car coverage. So rental car coverage would cover if your vehicle is damaged in an accident. It'll pay for a rental car while your vehicle is being repaired. So that can be really important if you're dependent on the vehicle. If you don't have extra vehicles, it's definitely something you probably want to make sure that you have coverage for. Rental cars are not cheap. And if your vehicle is out of commission for a while, it could be thousands of dollars that you would have to pay to have a rental car. If you have multiple cars and you're like, hey, I'm okay without one of the vehicles, then hey, by all means, don't worry about it. But something to think about if you're dependent on that car, definitely want to make sure you have that coverage in there as well. The other coverage, I was talking with one of our local auto body repair shops, is an endorsement that you can add on none of the policies that I've seen ever come with this automatically. And not even all companies offer this as an endorsement, but it's something you should ask your agent about, is OEM parts. It's an OEM part endorsement. So that way, if your vehicle's damaged, instead of using aftermarket parts, they'll use original manufactured equipment. So if you have a Toyota and you want to have it replaced with a Toyota part and not just an aftermarket part that kind of fits, you have to have that OEM endorsement. So the insurance companies are trying to be as competitive as possible. And there's extra cost when you do that, right? So if you're using an OEM part from the dealer versus an aftermarket part that you got online, it's going to be more expensive. So the insurance companies are doing that on purpose to try to lower your rates and then give you the option, like, hey, if you want to pay more to have OEM, if that's important to you, then you can add that endorsement. So that's something to think about. If it's not something that you're doing now and you're like, hey, I'm a BMW guy and I want only BMW. You want to make sure you have that OEM endorsement on there. We do that with for motorcycles. We use a company that will do the OEM on them, because if you're a Harley Davidson guy, you want to make sure you have a Harley Davidson muffler put back on your bike. You don't want an aftermarket part that was manufactured in China. You bought a Harley for a reason and you want Harley parts. Same thing for some of the vehicles, right? Like if you have a BMW, you want a BMW part. If you have a Toyota, you probably want a Toyota part. If you bought that car for a specific reason and you care about that brand and you care about that type of car, then you probably want to maintain those OEM parts. Also affects, obviously, resale value if you have an OEM part on versus an aftermarket part. They also fit a little bit differently, so it can change your repair time. So when I was talking to the guy at the shop, he said, when we get aftermarket parts, sometimes they don't fit properly. We have to send them back and we have to get new parts, and that can take some back and forth to get the parts that fit perfectly. Whereas if you have the OEM part, it's going to fit because it was made for your car, specifically by the manufacturer who made your car. So that's an extra added coverage. It may not be available with your company, but it's something you should ask your agent about, and it's worth looking into. The other ones, couple other ones would be more ancillary coverages would be accident forgiveness. Now, this is something I was more like before, I was kind of ambivalent about. Most companies offer this, changing times, I would recommend this a lot more now than I used to recommend it. Before, it was kind of like, well, either there might be some cost to it, and if there is, you're kind of like, do I bet on that? If I get in an accident, it's costing me less to have that accident forgiveness than what it would cost me to have the accident charged against me later. So you're kind of like, am I prepaying for the accident? Maybe, kind of. But I'd say now, like, it's probably a bigger deal because insurance companies are tightening up their underwriting guidelines. So if you have multiple accidents and tickets, it might affect your ability to get insurance in general. And so I would recommend, that is something to think about when you have, especially if you have multiple drivers. If you have young drivers, if you have teen drivers, they say statistically, and no matter how good a driver they are, they say statistically doesn't matter, because it's not if they will have an accident. It's a matter of when they'll have an accident. And I can tell you, like, I've been doing it for 19 years now, and I know not every single kid has an accident, but vast majority of young drivers have accidents at some point. They're just inexperienced, right? Like, they might be great drivers, but they come up with, they're faced with a situation that they haven't experienced before and they don't know how to react. And so oftentimes it's not because they're being careless. Sometimes it is, right? Like, the distracted driving is a huge problem for young drivers. That's the number one cause of accidents, but it's also just because they don't have the experience of how to react in certain situations. So accident forgiveness is an optional coverage most of the time. It is something I would recommend really looking hard at getting now, because it can make a big difference in your eligibility for different companies. And so different rating tiers, it's not just the accident charging against you, but what rating tier you qualify for if you have chargeable accidents. So that's something that I would definitely recommend thinking about. Towing roadside service. So I don't know. This one's a tough one because it is pretty inexpensive usually to add it to your auto insurance. And traditionally, we've added it to everybody because it's just so inexpensive. The the downside of it is a lot of companies now we found that when somebody goes to shop, they're counting tow claims against them for eligibility. It's not a chargeable claim. It's not like, hey, we're going to surcharge you for the claim. It's just that you have too many claims activities, so now they won't insure you. So I would recommend, like, if towing is something you feel like, hey, I really need towing and I care about it, rather than put it on your auto insurance, it might make sense to buy a AAA membership. It's more expensive than having it on your auto insurance, but it kind of splits those two apart. So that way, you know, a lockout or a tire change or, you know, a breakdown that you have to have the car towed, now those things are not counting against you as claims with your auto insurance for if you want to look at a different company in the future. Because those things are going to be an eligibility issue for some companies, not all companies, but some companies look at that and go, hey, we're not going to offer it. So, or it might change the tier that you qualify for inside of that company. So it's a good coverage to have. And if you're like, hey, I haven't had an issue in the last 20 years, you know, having one or two of those over the course of a 3-year period, it's not a big deal. If you have one or two of those a year, that becomes a bigger issue for qualifying for different companies. So it's something to think about. I think those are the main ones. There's lots of extra things. So a couple of things to kind of think about just in general on your auto insurance. I guess the other things I would say would be if you have anything customized on your vehicle, that's something to make sure you talk to your agent about. So if you have a custom paint job, or if you've added bolts on performance or anything that you've upgraded and customized on your car, make sure that you tell that to your agent, because some things would be covered, right? If you like, hey, I don't have a stock radio, I have a different radio. Well, if it's just a radio for radio and it's the same type of radio, that's probably not going to be a big difference. But if you add like subwoofers or an amp and things like that, it's like, well, that does change. That's not automatically covered on your auto insurance. If you wrap your car, they do those vinyl wraps now, that's not automatically covered. That's something that you would have to add extra coverage for. If you have a canopy on your truck, that's not automatically covered. You would have to add extra coverage for that. So there's a lot of things that people don't necessarily think about. If you've added things to your car, if you've made changes to the car, it's something you should definitely bring up with your insurance agent just to make sure that it's covered properly on the policy. And maybe you decide like, hey, it's not worth the extra $20 to cover it. And that's fine too, as long as you know, like, hey, that's where I'm at, right? So I think it comes back to where I started, is just education. You want to make sure that you're covered for the things you expect to be covered for. Even if it's not covered for everything, it should be covered for what you want it to be covered for. So hopefully that makes sense. Anyways, well, I probably droned on long enough about auto insurance and coverages. If you guys have questions about coverages, or you have questions about things insurance related that I haven't touched on yet, feel free to shoot me an email. We use those for future topics on the show. The email address is theagentinsider@gmail.com. That's theagentinsider@gmail.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.